Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Eruchin Daf Beis. We begin at the beginning of Perik Kemavoy, which is on Daf Chav Ches Malalas at the Mishnah. Kemavoy, Mitzayin in Oisoy, Bekazuzos, Shal Adoma, Beshal Ola, Becharsis, Beshal Kvoris, Besid, and Macha Beshefech. The Mishnah says that Kemavoy, which is grapes that are the product of the fourth year of a vine, should be labeled with clumps of earth. All the fruits that grew in the first 3 years of a tree, which are prohibited, should be labeled with clay. Graves should be labeled with lime by dissolving it in water and then pouring it on the grave. Amr b'shim ben Gamliel, b'medra amurim, b'shviyis, and then we add a few words to the gear, so b'shar shnei shavua, haliteyu l'rosha v'yomas. B'shim ben Gamliel says, when is it that we label with vine ola? That's in Shviyis, when all produce is hefka and anyone may enter a person's field to take it. But in other years, when the person entering is intending he's intending to steal, then we say, feed it to the wicked man and let him die. In those other years, the meticulous people would put down money and say, any produce gathered from here should be redeemed onto this money. The Gemara says, Kem Revai Chule, Zuna Shal Le Rebbe, Ma Nisne Kem Revai Oy Neta Revai. Zuna asked Rebbe, what's the correct text of the Mishnayos in this perek? Is it Kerem Revai or Neter Revai? Means, do the laws apply to the fourth year grapes of the vineyard or the fourth year fruits of any young trees? Amaloin, Pukun Chalon of Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Tebuchant Le, Kol Masnitha, Nafkun de Chalon Le, Amaloin, Kadmai, Kerem Revai, Vitinaina, Neter Revai. Rabbi answered, go out and ask Rabbi Yitzchak the Great, as I tested him in all of the correct texts of the Mishnah. They asked him, and he answered, the first three Mishnayos are Kerem Revai, and the others are Neter Revai. Means the laws of fourth-year fruits apply to all fruit trees, but the laws of the first three Mishnayos of the Perek here are only practically relevant to vineyards, as will it be explained. Reb Zeira Mekabal L'Saraya D'Havin B'Yei Meid Reb Yitzchak Ruba D'Lai Bachanun Kol Masnaya Minei. Reb Zeira rebuked the elders who were alive in Reb Yitzchak time for not being careful to learn Mishnayos from him. Tani came with Vayim Mitzayin Noisei Bekazuzos Adoma Shehu L'Shaar. V'shel Ola B'charsis B'chivra Shehu Yosei Mikan V'shel Kvoris B'sid Dehu Yosei Mikan. The Baisa says, Kerem Revai is labeled with clumps of mud as it's temporary. Since it's only prohibited until it's redeemed, it's labeled with a sign that only lasts a short period of time. Ola is labeled with white clay that lasts longer because the prohibition applies to fruits of the first 3 years of a tree. Graves are labeled with lime, which lasts longer as their prohibition is permanent. Tani Rav Tachlifa ben Shol, im hayu yichidois toile behen ozne chavayis. The Baisa says from Rav Tachlifa ben Shol that if there were just single vines rather than a vineyard, he labels them by hanging on them gloves for holding barrels. Rav Zeira, boy, lami linan amrin kol echad ve echad api ma shehu, kadada tani ilan shel hekdesh sekunose besikra. Rav Zeira asked the question, why don't we say that each type of item is labeled according to its nature, means graves are labeled with lime since it's white like bones. As we find in the Tosefta, the tree of Hekdesh is painted with red dye, reminiscent of the red line that circled the Mizbeach. Bate Veda Zora, Mefach Minoisei Bepachamin. Baith Manuga, Noisin Alav, Efemakle. Makam Horog, Badam, Makam Egla Rufa, Bechagur Shilavonim. Houses of idolatry are marked in black from coals, indicating that it's supposed to be burned. A house with saras has ashes put on it, indicating it's supposed to be broken down until it's dust. A place where a murder victim was found is painted with blood in order to measure the distance to the nearest city for the Egla Rufa. The place where an Egla Rufa was killed is marked with a belt of stones, indicating that one may not cultivate the land there. The Chashleima Shem Ilan Shu Menabel Peroisavu. Velekein Tani Ilan Shu Menabel Peroisav, Sekrin Oisav Besikra, Mati'inan Oisav Avonim, Vahasin Le Diavad. The Gemara asks that the Tosefta talk that a tree of Hekdesh is painted with red dye, perhaps we should be concerned that it's labeled that way because it's sick and its fruits fall off early. Doesn't the Tosefta teach that if a tree has a disease, they paint it with red dye in order that people see and pray for it, and load stones onto it to weaken it as the fruits were falling off because it was excessively blooming, which is weighing it down, and weighing it down limits the blossoming. So why isn't that our concern? The answer is that there, they dye it so its fruits that are already grown do not fall off. Here, in the case of Hekdesh, it's dyed immediately, even before the fruits have grown. Rabbiyona boy ulamali nan marin chut bachut shal sikra vechele mizbeach. Rabbiyona asked, why not answer that for hekdash only a line of dye is made to be reminiscent of the red line that circled the mizbeach? He added taninan taman chut shal sikra choygu beemsa lahavchin ben domin elyonim ledomin hatachtonim. As the Mishnah taught in Maseches Midos that a red line is made around the middle of the mizbeach to differentiate between the upper and the upper and lower applications of the blood. Tani Rechia Sikra Olav B'Sikra Hekdesh. Rechia says in the Brisa, they write the word Hekdesh in red dye on a tree of Hekdesh, which is not done to a diseased tree, and therefore there will not be any misunderstanding.